This episode of the Juan Epstein Podcast is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Now, Juan Ep.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the beautiful Barclays Center in downtown Brooklyn, New York. It is time for a very rare, doesn't happen often, Juan Ep live. Well, not really live, is it? It's live to tape. But
We're live in another place. Can you hear this Chris Brown in the background?
Absolutely. I can absolutely hear the Chris Brown.
Is it loud?
It's audible if you...
Okay.
If you didn't... let's see. Hold on. I'm here. We're here now. The biggest guest we're trying to get tonight, who we probably won't get, is I've been told his manager is here. Is that a good sign?
Uh-huh.
But the artist, I don't think, is here. What's your thought on that? Do you think we'll get him? Sure. We might as well, because they've already been along for the ride of us not getting this guy.
You talking about the God?
The God MC.
Rakim.
Rakim Allah. Okay. He is here tonight.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
You know, I got to tell you.
You know what? Things are looking good.
Things are looking good. We asked for that music to get turned off, and guess what? It did.
Yeah.
Would you say that it's kind of surprising that all the years you and I were on the radio together, mm-hmm. I feel like we've gotten more respect in dealing with, like, how we're going to be set up and, like, are you guys okay already tonight than we ever have previously before?
Yeah, I agree.
Things are looking up tonight.
Things are looking up in general.
Yeah.
In general, yeah.
You're working on a new project. Are you talking about it?
Which one? I got a lot of projects.
That's a very good point. Your TV.
Oh, the TV show I'm on.
Yeah.
Start Talking with Scott Rogowski.
That's right.
It's a show I'm on, just casted.
That was a straight, like,
slash sidekick type of thing.
Did you audition?
No, they wanted me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how'd they know you?
Oh, no, I'm famous.
That's
partially famous.
Yeah, that is true. You are
locally
kind of
famous.
You are locally famous. Well, listen, we have a lot of exciting stuff to get to tonight. Let's look at the bill, and I'll name the artist on the bill, Sife, and you predict whether or not we'll get solid time with the artist.
And let's get our over-under in now on wheelchair people.
Okay, we'll get to that in 1 second.
Yes.
But first, let's go over the lineup,
okay,
which I think will let us have more insight onto how many wheelchair guys we're looking at.
Okay.
Okay, we have Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Okay.
I think we'll see them. Well, I think we'll see Pete.
Yeah.
We've never had CL. CL has never been on Juan Epstein.
I've never heard an interview with CL Smooth.
I'm sure that one exists on another podcast that's not ours, but I would love to see him and talk to him.
Yes, would love that, yeah.
The Far Side.
Ooh. Is it now, how many of them do shows as The Far Side?
Two? No, I think everybody. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Remember
they changed.
Remember the other one was like the Bizarre Ride?
Damn it. Who's the Far Side?
Well, the ones we had at the station was the Bizarre Ride.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I felt like it was everyone but Fat Lip, though. Or no, everyone but Fat Lip and...
I don't know the names of Far Side too well. I don't know
Slim
Far
Kid
Side
Trey.
Or Souls of Mischief that well.
Come on, Sife.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Opio.
No.
A+. They say it all on the most popular song.
I don't know it.
My man Festo. My man Ope. You know he's dope. Mm-mm. Tajay.
Nope.
Nope. Now, hold on. I'm dealing with Rakim's manager.
Okay.
Because this has never happened, and it probably won't. So with Far Side, which will be interesting, so whichever version it is, I believe that does mean Fat Lip, though. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But maybe
That'd
I'm wrong.
Great.
We could be backwards on that. Jim Jones.
Awesome.
I'm sure we'll see Jimmy.
Jim will have an abundance of wheelchair people. I say.
Now, he's the main person who you think will deliver.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, we're not done, so.
Mm-mm, not the main. No, I think he'll have two.
Two solid.
Yeah.
NOR will be here.
NORE will have a couple wheelchair guys.
You think so?
Yeah.
Close enough to clean?
Because he's not local. You know, he lives somewhere else now, but when he's still local.
Well,
so he counts as local.
Well, and in fact, it's actually even more so since he's no longer local. When he's in town, wheelchair guys gotta.
Right.
They're like, oh, I gotta come through.
Right.
So I can get there.
Yeah.
There is MOP.
Enough wheelchair guys.
How many you can't say enough?
Four.
Four? No, come on. That's
four.
That's like. You're suggesting it's like a hospital for the disabled. What are you even saying? They're not gonna have four.
I said four.
Okay. Here's a real wild card.
Yeah.
In many ways, and you'd be psyched to talk to these guys. We get them. The Jungle Brothers are here tonight.
Yeah, I'm very excited to talk to them.
So we're going to try to get the Jungle Brothers. No prediction on wheelchair guys.
Jungle Brothers, nah, no wheelchair guys.
No wheelchair guys.
Nah.
OT Genesis.
Yes, friend of mine.
And no wheelchair guy.
No, he's not local. That's why.
Okay, got it.
OT Genesis, story is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't know it from what he is now. But when I first met him and what he was is sick. Well, how he's where what he's doing now.
What about? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Rakim Allah.
I love Rakim.
We would love to see him.
No, not a wheelchair guy with him.
He will or will not.
One. Yeah, one guy.
MOBB. Yes, Mobb Deep, the infamous ones. They're here as well.
Yeah, they'll have. Yeah, everyone, minimum two for the people that we know.
Okay.
Minimum two.
Now, here's a wild card, Sife, that I want to say. They're not number one on my list of people to get tonight. Obviously, that distinct honor goes to Rakim. And they're not number two, who we'll get to in a second. But I'd be very interested to have this chat. House of Pain.
Yes.
No wheelchair guys. Do you need you?
Hi, Corinne.
Corinne, do you want
to
talk to us?
The Juan Epstein podcast.
Corinne is the person who is helping us through.
She brought a bottle of Hennessy.
Now here's the question.
Thank you.
Do you mind grabbing the microphone for a second, Corinne?
I don't really speak.
Okay, it's all right. You can speak. Hold on.
It's okay.
Corinne,
I don't drink Hennessy.
Don't speak a lot.
No, talking to the microphone. Closer.
I need you to go up to the Douce Lounge and get me a bottle of Douce.
No, okay, hold on, Sife. You don't drink at all, so let me.
I have to have Douce at all times at the Barclays.
Okay. Do you even have
I don't want Douce.
I apologize.
Don't listen to him. Please ignore everything he's saying. Corinne, we were just saying that we're so pleased that so far tonight has started with more respect and help than any event we've ever done. No, Corinne, you have to talk. It's you who we're talking to.
I'm very, I get very shy.
That's okay. So
just pretend you're talking to us regularly.
As like you are, because nothing's happening.
You have a sphere-like object by your mouth.
Now, now real quick. I don't want to be picky because I'm so appreciative of everything you've done.
Okay.
I, as close as I am to hip-hop,
just tell me.
I can't drink Hennessy.
Not a problem.
It is. I could do like Jack Daniels.
Taken care of.
I could do like a vodka, something normal.
Okay.
Hennessy.
Grey Goose.
Grey Goose is fine. Jack's my number one drink these days, but Grey Goose,
really?
Whatever. Yeah, become a Jack guy.
Wow.
Bourbon, Maker's, Bullet, anything like that. But Hennessy is like the beginning of every horrible thing that ever happens
in
life.
I need Douce. And a bottle of
he's
Ace.
It's just for his Jay-Z connection.
Douce on the table.
He's lying.
And
he doesn't
Ace
drink.
Of, Ace of Spain.
Okay, we'll get you.
Gold bottle.
Ace gold bottle and Douce.
And Douce.
All right, we'll take care of it. Okay. So yeah, whatever.
There's
you can
Douce in this building somewhere.
Thanks, Corinne.
Find it.
But we have been singing your praises.
Wait, you're going to take the Hennessy away?
Yes, we're all set. Everything else is all set.
What if someone else wanted Hennessy? Like
they have their own guest room.
They have their own dressing rooms.
Yes, believe me. Oh, you think the people I'm reading so far don't have their own Hennessy?
You're right.
Is that what you're suggesting? Right. Corinne, you're the best. Thank you.
I think we have some artists already here.
Okay, send them by. Anyone you see, feel free to send them. All right, Sife, House of Pain would be very
interesting. House of Pain would be awesome.
You think Everlast is here? It has to be, right?
Yeah.
You can't do a show without Everlast.
Nah, it's not even House of Pain.
Right. It's not even like Naughty by Nature where, in theory, Vin and KG could do a show. House of Pain, Everlast is it.
Vin and KG couldn't do a show.
They do, though.
No. Tretch and KG do shows.
I think
not Vin.
You sure?
I'm positive. There's no way.
Because there's not enough.
Yeah, there's no way. It's Tretch.
At least, hold on. At least he could do the first verse of Hip Hop Hooray. What's Danny Boy going to do? What's Danny Boy going to do?
No. I'm not saying Vinny can't go on stage and do something, but he can't do a naughty show.
Naughty show, okay. So House of Pain, no wheelchair guys, we're guessing?
No.
Now here's Sife. If we get this guy, hopefully he won't kick you in the face.
Okay. Oh,
super kiat.
Okay, here's the deal.
Don't mention it if he comes.
No. Listen to me. I'm not even joking.
Okay, all right, let's be serious for a second.
There's no mentioning of any of that with Super Cat. We're not going to get him anyway.
Okay, but if we did.
Do not play around with
Super
Cat.
In any way. A joke.
I don't even want Super Cat.
Because it's too risky.
And if you get him, I mean, I do want to talk to him. If we get him, it's straight
music.
Business.
Business. Business team. And no accent. Don't do my Jamaican accent. Okay, got it.
To be fooled with.
No.
Listen to me.
Business team this.
Okay, off the record, off the record, Juan Epp. Let's talk off the record.
But they're listening. You were still recording.
Off the record.
Okay, off the record.
Don't fuck around with Super Cat.
I will not. If you've ever given me information, I don't throw it aside. I take it very seriously.
Like Jim Jones, MOP, I would say don't fuck with them, but we know them.
Right.
And they know us.
Got it.
Don't fuck around with Super Cat.
Okay. Thank you, Sife.
Hey, Mike.
Hip Hop Mike, there's a microphone there. Try that.
Yo, what up?
Hey, it's Hip Hop Mike.
Yo, Super Cat might not want to fuck around with you, Rosenberg.
That's very. I know. You're already going the wrong way. You're already going the wrong direction. You're not listening to what he said.
I got you.
You already. And I think he's a Long Island guy, Mike, so you of all people should be careful.
Manabadman.
Manabadman team.
I'm sorry, Super Cat.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Redman.
Redman. What are we asking? Wheelchairs?
How many wheelchair guys? Yeah.
Three.
Talk a little closer to the mic, please.
Three wheelchairs.
Okay. That's strong. Method Man?
Method probably just one.
All right. I don't know why.
He knows them, but he moves, you know, he moves sneaky like.
Got it. Mr. Tekalian. And last but not least, Ricky Rose, Rick Ross.
No wheelchair guys, but he'll have a big entourage.
The thing is, the number of tickets sold, we don't know have an exact number, but you can factor it. How many people get backstage in general tonight? 300?
I think.
Do you know how many bands there were? How many bands? Don't worry, this isn't coming out till after the fact. 157 bands were given out. That's not that bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad. Considering the entire self-destruction videos here tonight, that is not that bad. Like, I mean, this is actually relatively strong. So the question also remains, Sife, who will we get? We don't know.
We don't know.
We have no idea what's going to come our way. But either way, I'm very excited about the prospect of it. I'll make predictions, though. I predict we'll get Pete Rock and CL. I predict we'll get Nori. I think Jimmy will stop by.
It's awareness. Are we letting them know we're here? That's the trick.
Well, hip-hop, that's where hip-hop mic comes into play.
Okay.
You are going to have to do some effort to go tell people that we're here.
I got you.
And don't say to record a podcast.
No.
Come by for a couple minutes.
They come see Cypher Sounds and Rosary.
Exactly. They want you to come by. They're in the Calvin Klein suite. Can you come see them?
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to convey here. Because, we don't need them to even know about podcasts. And then, you know, the second Nori finds out that we were smart enough to do our podcast live here, he's going to have serious podcasts.
He might be doing his, though. He might be with a camera doing his own thing.
No, he's not doing a podcast here.
You don't know.
What? I know everything.
He's not using this equipment.
No, he's not. This is ours. Look at this. This high-end studio is us only.
I don't know if you guys know this. Nori did it the right way and signed with a company that supplies all of that and the people to run it.
Oh, yeah. So all he has to do is hit record.
Yeah. No. He doesn't even hit record.
He hits record.
You
mean, hold on. It's not like where we've been doing it for 9 years where and I still upload it myself?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you saw me carry the bags in.
Yeah, the equipment.
I have a duffel bag of messy wires everywhere. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
And then when it's done, Saif, I will edit it myself and drag it onto like a website and do all the upload work myself.
You don't even let me know when you put them up anymore.
And by the way, I don't even try. I realize it's so ridiculous that I'm doing it this way in the first place. I just, when it goes up, it goes up,
It just goes up.
The way
I know one ups are up is when I start reading tweets like, yo, don't one ever cool. Did anyone
Did anyone hit you yet about the juke joint yet?
Cardi
hit you about
and
the juke joint.
And he gave me some insight.
Oh, about the, because in the last episode of One Epstein, if you haven't heard it, Sife talked about going
it's
to
not
Dave.
It's not a full ep. It's like a bonus ep.
Yeah, and Sife talked about going to the Dave Chappelle juke joint and how you get to go to these Chappelle things, but you're not yet on the inside list. Correct. How do you get on the inside list?
Right.
And by the way, our first guest for tonight's epic Juan Epstein is stepping up right now for the first time ever. He's been talked about as a guest for so long, and this doesn't count as a real appearance, but DJ Enough is here.
Ooh. Yes. Juan Epstein, I'm glad to be here.
DJ Enough in the building. First of all, are you mad at me after yesterday?
No.
What happened yesterday?
I invited him to a private Alicia Keys listening session,
and I had to go home and sleep.
He said you had to go to sleep.
Oh.
I'm not mad.
But still, Enough is the best. You're the best guy ever. So I didn't like. I just didn't like not getting to come through and make you look good.
Forget about that, yo. Where we at, man?
We're in the Barclays. We're very excited. Wait, listen. We Sife and I have just been doing predictions on the number of wheelchair guys that each artist will have with them.
Oh my god.
Do you have anyone who you think's the favorite for most wheelchair guys?
Oh no.
Out of
please.
MOP, Mobb Deep, Nori, or
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones or Red and Meth.
Who
will
you
have
think?
The most wheelchair guys?
Any thoughts, DJ?
Jungle Brothers.
You think
no,
so?
No.
Do you know the Jungle Brothers?
Yes, it's my peoples.
How do you know the Jungle Brothers?
Mike G used to come to my crib on Ocean Avenue, and we used to do mixtapes together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen? Sife, did you already know that?
No.
Never heard that.
Yes, that's real talk. He's actually sleep over the crib.
Hold on, but Mike G isn't significantly older than you, just a few years?
Yeah, he's older.
And you were a DJ. You were just an up and coming DJ, and he was.
I was probably already like Red Alert's like, you know, apprentice at that time.
What year are we talking about? Oh, we need a timeout. You guys
early
need to tell something.
Early '90s, easy.
Pause one up.
Pause. Here we go. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Yeah, we have a few minutes enough. Hold on.
No,
don't.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, he said?
All right.
Oh, 2 minutes. 7:30. All right, give us 3 minutes. So Mike G would come by. You guys would just make mixtapes together?
Yeah, mixtapes.
What was he? Was he under the name? Was he already Mike G?
Of course.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to think of the time.
No, oh, he's been Mike G since the 80s. Red Alert. Who's Mike's cousin?
Oh, sorry. My timeline's off. So you're talking about this the early 90s already.
Right.
Got it. It's so like 92. They're already popping.
91, 92, literally in the house. Well,
you
got to
think
out.
Of the connection to Red Alert.
And mixtapes.
Native Tongues.
Yeah, of course. It all comes together.
And making mixtapes back then was like literally you press record and there's no repeat or bring it back or I messed up.
You didn't try to ever pause and fix it?
No, I had no four-track machine. There was no.
Your blend's got to be tight.
Just boom.
And if you made a straight-up mistake, you would start over the whole thing?
No, keep going.
But what if it was a ghastly error?
Well, then you got to start over.
Then, yeah, of course. Then you would start over after that.
Did you ever have those times, I'm asking this rhetorically because I know the answer is yes, where you used a tape so many times you messed up and then you go back and listen to like, this tape's unusable because you hear everything bleeding through.
Horrible.
It's absolutely horrible. That's why mini-disc was a medium that I feel is disrespected.
He loves mini-disc.
I'm very big on mini-disc.
I remember that.
It's a great...
We went that way for a minute. We bought the players. Yes. We bought the discs. And then it should work.
Some rich people had them in their cars.
Yeah. Why do we call this one app? It should be called the Dilla Mini Disc Podcast.
These are my favorite things to talk about. Who are you? Okay, real quick. We'll try to get you again. You're going to have breaks, too. You can come back, right?
I might be able to.
You have to sit there the whole time. You have to make him sit there the whole time? Yo, I hope they're paying you a grip.
I got plenty
I hope
music.
They're paying you a grip. If you have to sit by those turntables enough.
I get paid a nice little money.
All right, good.
You know, take care of me.
Who are you closest with on this whole lineup? Ross, Meth,
good
Reg.
Question. And reference to, like
M.O.P., close? Pete Rock, CL. Yes, Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
Almost like a friend.
Is anyone here like almost a friend of
Nori? Me and him went to Sykes' wedding.
Nori.
That's right. I was there, too. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry. Pete Rock.
I don't know Pete well.
Jim Jones.
You ever been digging with Pete?
No, but listen, you're saying you're being too casual.
Who's the closest?
Who's the closest?
Damn. Probably Nori.
Who calls you and doesn't talk about music?
Nori.
He'll just call you and talk about bullshit.
I don't even know the Far Side.
I've never met them.
Ever.
Here's a good question. Do you think the Far Side knows who you are?
I don't know. It's a good question.
We don't know.
They might not know who I am. They're from the West Coast.
They're West Coast. Your name is a DJ name and a New York name.
And their name was popping before my name. So
right. Like they didn't have records you were playing.
Yeah,
you didn't help their career at any point.
Exactly, at all.
Even running?
You didn't but even I definitely, I'm going to tell you who I hoped on this. Let me see.
Yeah, who have you helped put on this?
Red, Method Man, Rick Ross, OT Genesis, and...
How well do you know Rakim Allah?
I don't know him well. I met him a couple times. I had to pay a grip for him to come to my birthday party.
You did? Oh, I was there. That was fun.
Yeah, but you know what? I did it because I said, fuck it. I love Rakim. I'm paying for
sometimes
it.
Well, guess what? He got paid more than I did because I came here. All right, you need him? All right,
I got to go.
We'll see you later.
Gentlemen.
Right. We're going to do a real episode soon, please.
Yes, please. Love
it. All right.
Have fun.
Hip-hop Mike.
LDJHH.
Did you get paid for this?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool. Of course not. He gets paid in life
for the culture.
Come on, that's it.
Exactly.
Actually, my car's on Dean Street. Why don't you go fucking feed that meter, bitch?
That's exactly right.
I'll move Seth's car for the culture,
Do you know that they said, their explanation, they have a podcast, Feed the Meter.
Yeah.
Right? And you know their explanation for it being called Feed the Meter made no sense? Like they fucked up even the name of why it's called Feed the Meter.
That was Juanito's fault, man.
I said Feed the Meter, that's a great, it is a great name.
Yeah.
I said that's a great name. And the story behind it being that you and Juanito both had the job of being lowly little bitches at the station who had to feed the meter.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But that's not. But he gave me another explanation of it.
On the podcast,
fucking Juanito's a bad writer.
Or live.
In real life, he gave me a bad explanation. He was like, "Nah, it's called Feed the Meter because we're here so long at the station, and we always have to go feed the meter."
He's trying to not sound like a son.
But that's silly.
Yeah, he's a liar. Yeah. We're basically like Juan Epps bitches.
Thank you. TC?
Just saying.
I appreciate that, Hip Hop Mike. I appreciate your honesty. Ooh, I realize some of these knobs are just turned the wrong way. So I try talking again.
Check it out. 1, 2, 1,
yeah,
2.
You sound better. I had you.
Well, yo, how'd you have me, yo?
I had your highs were way down.
I'm gonna say something, and I'm hoping that her English is not that good. We have a beautiful woman here taking pictures of us.
Yeah, who is this?
And
she definitely understood you 100%.
You think so?
Yes. We've already spoken with her.
Because I'm not looking at her at all. There's no eye. She might not even know we're talking about her.
She's she's literally 3 feet away to my right.
Yeah, but she
And we've already talked to her in English.
Like, not fully, though. Her shit was a little...
Oh, no. She has an accent.
Sofia
confirmed.
Vergara-ish. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes. She's hanging on to the accent.
Jay!
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that far. Wasn't that far. But I do think she's one of those people that's hanging on to the accent. She doesn't need to.
Yes.
How long have you lived in America? And then you left, though. She was born here, but then you left and you went. When you were 8, you went to Colombia.
She said Colombia.
And then when you did you come back? 18. Oh, yeah. She just turns it on and off. It just depends how cute she feels like being in the time.
Right, exactly.
I know this. I would do the same thing if I had an accent. When I meet women, I would be like, well, you know, I understand everything that's happening. Anyways, that was a really good episode. Can we call this now the DJ Enough episode?
Yeah.
Why does everyone do that? I'm not trying to disrespect a podcast, any other podcast, but why do so many podcasts call it the blank episode, which is someone's name?
The Ohio State episode. I just did a sports joke.
You really did, and it was pretty strong. However you fucked it up, it would be the Ohio State University episode.
O-H-I-O.
Is that another thing of theirs?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever done a gig there or something?
I just did one recently.
At Ohio State? Why?
For money.
Why are the celebrity marauders so into jerseys? Why do you guys wear jerseys? Who are you waving to now? Someone you actually know?
Yeah, this is my friend Sowry.
Okay. Sowry?
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 You know that guy, man.
Not Sowry. Two syllables. Sowry.
Sowry.
Sow. Like sauerkraut. Sow.
Sowry?
Sow. Not salary. Not a black. Not the way a black person would say salary.
Is that how black guys say it?
Hey, Sowry.
Sowry?
Can you how do you say your name properly?
Saudi.
Saudi. Oh, you can't roll an R.
Saudi.
The problem is you can't roll an R, so you made it understandable.
It's spelled. It's my friend Saudi. Hi.
Hey, Saudi. How are you? Hey, wife Elizabeth. How are you? Welcome to Juan Epstein. There's Scotty Beam as well. She's going to be doing social for us.
You got to understand, we're in a room where there's all the walls are glass, so we just see everybody walking
by. Well, yeah, and there was logic behind that. The logic being that we would be able to get more guests.
You can hang out or... I mean, it's not very exciting,
but don't feel obligated because it's.
You remember when I was on The View recently?
Yes, I know. I remember you went to a View party. I didn't know you were on The View.
You know what I mean? He's the View Connect.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, he's the View Connect.
But you weren't on The View.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It looked like I was.
I did see
if you. Scotty Beam.
Scotty Beam is here. Scotty is wearing shiny shoes. She lives just down the street from the Barclays Center.
Okay.
We had DJ Enough on the episode. Oh, you know what? Interesting.
They just heard that. Why are you recapping? They're still listening.
How do you know? What if someone just joined? What if they skip ahead?
Why would you skip ahead?
What if they wanted to jump 20 minutes in? They just caught right now. You know, I saw Dallas Penn the other day.
Okay.
And I said to Dallas Penn, and I said, can I be honest with you, Dallas? I went, what the hell happened to the Combat Jack podcast? I went, what is this? How did you guys all have breakups? You realize there's three different podcasts now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there was one.
No, there's Combat Jack.
Yeah.
Right? It was originally, as I recall, when I first did it, and you first did it very early on also, Combat Jack.
Dallas Penn. Just Blaze.
Premium Pete.
I don't even think Premium Pete was there.
Maybe not even. No, he was there when I was there the first time, I think.
Oh, okay.
Now, fast forward a few years, I don't think Just Blaze is ever there. Mm-mm. Dallas Penn does a show with his wife or his girl. He's not on it.
Okay.
Premium Pete.
Did they have drama or?
Premium Pete has his own show. Who are you nodding to? Did you really know anyone you just nodded to? No, Mike just did the most awkward nod.
They nodded to me,
say
man.
Say hi to this guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's nice. Radio Nueva York. I don't really understand
when people nod to me, I nod back, man. Yeah.
That's really nice. But it was so awkward. You were like, you thought through it. I could see. You're Mike. I'm just telling you this right now. Your
I didn't
face,
know he's nodding me a safe.
I just want you to know your nod 100% said, I don't know who the fuck you are. I just want you to know that's what the nod said.
I got
to
get better at this.
Yeah, man. You got to. No, it's got to be solid. Like, yeah. What up? And now, I asked Dallas, I'm like, what happened? How did you guys break up? Normally, breakups require an immense amount of money. Yeah. A lot of money has to come into play.
Right.
They broke up before there was even a sponsor. And the show hasn't even sponsored yet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, love to all those guys. I just do think it's ironic. Okay. The idea of a breakup of podcasts is
I want to. There's a guy who just walked in here who's wearing an amazing shirt.
Yeah, okay. By the way, do you have one of the shirts?
Please have a seat.
Do you have one of the shirts, Saif? Because I'll tell you the answer for me. I don't have the shirt.
Please.
What up, PR?
You know what?
Please have a seat here. Please have a seat, please, for a moment.
We're trying to bet on which performers we would definitely get on the podcast today. We said you guys, here you are.
Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Hello, hello.
Shit just got real.
I'll be Michael K.
Please. We've never interviewed CL Smooth.
Oh, no. Never, ever.
Never, ever, ever in life.
Like, ever you guys even met, right?
I don't think we've ever met. I don't think so. Hey, CL, one of my favorite rappers of all time. Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
I want to say thank you for helping form my mind in my early teenage years.
Very true.
With the music and the rhymes, and thank you for
you're welcome.
Helping me have such a great soundtrack to a lot of moments in my life.
Now, yes. Sife, do you want to take up with CL Smooth that you don't think he really did the cuts on the record?
Yeah.
On the creator? You know who's fake. No,
he did.
You really
no,
did?
My problem is...
Not being nice.
No. My problem is with... CL Smooth. I have a lot of different problems.
Well,
I have a lot
not of that issues. Kind of problem, CL. Relax, please.
A lot of different issues.
Sife has a lot of issues.
We were family.
We are.
Now, do you guys know each other?
Damn, bro.
But you know, as you mentioned
No, he answered a question, Sife.
What?
Do we know each other?
Yeah.
Of course.
How well?
Yeah.
Fairly well.
Well enough to like
did you guys do
sneakers?
Back
yeah.
on?
Well enough to compliment each other's sneakers.
Yes. But as you know, as you mentioned in a song called They Reminisce Over You, sometimes Ooh. Family has issues.
Oh. True.
And
true.
You Sife, right I didn't even know about this, right. Sife.
You're an easygoing guy. Why would I have issues with you, Sife?
No, I have issues with you.
What happened, Sife? Please okay. tell us right
Let's
now.
Let's speak on it.
Let's go.
No. Let's get to some stuff first.
Oh, I really want to know how nerdy this would be. I'm so curious. It's going to be some line that didn't make sense.
Exactly.
Was Back on the Block raucous?
Yes, actually.
Were yeah. you weren't there then, Sife?
No, I was, but I wasn't part of
involved
that.
In the process.
No. You like that song?
Back on the Block? Yeah. I love Back on the Block. Yeah. Why? How do you feel about it?
That was cool. You know,
were you guys? But you guys, when you made that, you guys weren't really back together, right?
Semi.
How would you describe where you guys are right now?
I don't
now?
Think they ever
but
were
even in the
together.
Semi. I was always saying, "Come on, let's do something."
And so, how is Juan, this? I normally don't
CL.
Get into this right now.
Pete
yeah,
Rock.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
yeah.
jump right into this, but since I don't know how long we're going to have.
Oh.
Where are Pete Rock? Sife, can you shut up and do your Snapchat fucking later?
I think we're brothers. I think we appreciate each other more now than opposed to growing up together and just thinking it's automatic. You're supposed to like me. You're supposed to get along with me. You're supposed to do this. And I think now is a greater appreciation
well, you're grown
of
men
love
now.
And respect. Yes. And you go through things and you learn to grow together and come together. And overcome adversity, and this is what it's all about. You only get one shot to do special things. So even
that
if
fucking voice is like,
I know,
even
I'm
if
still
something
still.
Happens to each other,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
the last thing you want to do is not talk to each other,
right,
not
right.
show love. In the history of music, with people not loving each other and not respecting each other, and then passing away,
mm-hmm.
you don't get the opportunity to say I'm sorry mm-hmm. or say what you really mm-hmm. feel.
Right.
So this is an opportunity. To suck it up and say,
Pete Rock
harsh.
Just ad-libbed him in
the
real
love.
Life, by the way.
Right, yeah, we did it.
The
did
love.
It. I was hoping
talk on
Pete
those
that.
Records like Pete Rock or Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Oh, my gosh.
I say that to a lot of people recently. Somebody that's having a disagreement with somebody, I said, if that person dies tomorrow and this is how it ends.
But this right. on our podcast.
Are you going to regret it?
You did this yeah. on our podcast.
Big regrets.
With Lord Digga and Master Ace.
Well,
we had
it's
it
true.
On the podcast.
You gotta realize that. You could lose these people.
Well, but let's, on the complete flip side
There's
of that coin.
A lot of beautiful women walking by right now. Just saying.
Yes. Yeah, you guys still got it. by the way, and let's say this. I'll tell you this, though. On the opposite side of people being gone, you guys may be the... I think it's safe at this point to call you guys like a legacy act, a veteran act, whatever you are.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest and best looking legacy act in the hip hop business.
Okay.
Well, thank you, PR.
Like, you yes. guys look fantastic.
Thank yes. you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, life is good.
You know,
it's glad to be alive. And you need to act like it and show it.
Yep.
Now, CL Smooth, what was the Pete Rock beat for Someone Else that you were most salty about?
Ooh, good question.
I was salty yeah. about two.
Oh, yes. word?
Here
Which
we go.
Ones?
Yeah.
I would think it would be Shut 'Em Down.
Well, of course.
Oh. And it
but he
would
made that
be...
beat in 15 minutes.
Yeah,
he,
I mean, right. he wasn't around.
Doesn't matter.
He was Dude, late to a meeting.
You know what's funny?
We heard
it
was this.
Incredible.
You heard it afterwards, but right. I made it too fast. And I had to do it for Public Enemy. So.
You should always be in the studio when he's making beats. So you go, nope, hold on.
And
out.
That Heavy exactly. D got me waiting.
Oh.
Very salty.
Because yeah. that was very you.
Extra salt.
That was very
it was.
Got
it
me
was
waiting
a
was very
for
you.
Us.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. When did he make that
and
beat?
You gave it
Were
to
you
your
in
cousin.
The process? Were you on the process of working on an album when he made that beat for Hev?
I'm always working on an album.
Yeah. Because if you're in it's the middle of the project, yeah. every beat you make...
But you
gotta go to CL first.
He's had
Thank
the first
you.
70 beats
Thank you.
Of Pete Rock.
But you know he
the
knows I'm
70.
Spoiled.
First 70.
He can give me 25 beats sitting and I'm worried about the 26th and 27th one.
Did you see Pete, do you remember any joints he passed on that were classic?
Yeah. Passed on a lot of stuff.
A door?
You passed on stuff.
You didn't pass on Let It All Hang
then
Out.
Then when I do it for somebody else, he get mad at me for giving it away.
I didn't know he was going to flip the drums like that.
Yeah. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Pete Rock and CL Smooth song not on one of your albums?
Ah. Well, can I answer?
Yeah.
One in a Million.
What about the Basement demos? Remember those?
The what? Yeah. No. That came out.
Yeah.
Okay. That came out.
That came out, but not on one of the
albums. What about on a Japanese bootleg? Because a lot has come out on Japanese bootleg.
What did we have to say? Down with the King.
Woo!
Down with the King.
Okay. Because that is a Pete Rock and CL Smooth record.
Yeah. That's one of ours.
And to work with those guys.
Yo.
Just made you an official rapper.
Yeah. We was official working with Run DMC.
So you're talking about two or three guys.
And what a moment you did it in, too, because they were – Run DMC at that point, for people who don't remember, had been quiet for a second. Yeah. Their previous album hadn't made that much noise.
Went downhill.
They went downhill. Yeah. So here's the comeback, and that song was – I mean, let's be completely real about it. Mm. It was the last great moment of Run DMC.
Yeah.
Down, I mean, they had some nice other songs in the album.
Songs. Recorded songs.
Yeah, song. Recorded songs. They had performances afterwards.
Number one with a bullet, too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Billboard magazine. I remember.
Bigger than Sucker MCs, which is surprising.
Yeah. Well, this is the time frame of when those records came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it make you salty how you rhyme on that record and then Run and DMC, and then when Pete starts to rhyme, he changes the beat
and it gets
more exciting for
his
part?
I cut the beat off when he came in.
Yeah, he did.
Two years ago.
That didn't really bother me.
Okay, you
that
should pay attention to stuff like that.
That didn't
I don't
really
want to break you guys up.
He's starting it.
A producer has to give a little extra to his.
Yes, of course.
If he's rapping, he has to give a little extra.
He's like, oh, I'm going to be in Green Street Studio all night?
You know what?
Okay.
Only rapped when I thought it was fun for me to do it. But he's the guy. You know what I mean? He's the one.
But now, as we're old fogies in the senior citizen home, I would love for him to do two or three songs and give me a break.
Right. Nice. You know?
It would be excellent.
Now, what about, here's a slept on Pete Rock and CL Smooth banger. The Two.
Oh, yes.
Introducing CL, then Face Defeat. I
remind you on... Ooh, man.
He knows too much, this Rosenberg. Sports and music?
This is what I do. Yeah. Well, very limited.
His wife is not leaving him. You know.
Well, fortunately, guess what my wife
well-rounded.
Guess what my wife doesn't like? What? 90s hip-hop.
Oh, no. Can she not
She has random Tribe and P-Rock records she likes.
Take her out.
But what does she like?
She likes hip hop. She loves Kendrick. She loves.
Oh yeah,
she's younger than me.
That's fine.
She loves good hip hop.
She's a millennium. She's a millennium. She loves millennium hip hop.
She's 30. She's
millennium hip hop.
And I get it. Here's the funny thing is when I play it for her, I'm like, I'll just tell her. I say, does this give you a feeling at all?
Mm.
And she'll be like, it's fine. But like that 90s sound, most of it.
Yeah.
She loves Scenario. She loves big records.
Yeah.
But like the boom bap classics just doesn't resonate the same way.
Like,
it's interesting. I don't really care. It more just amuses me. And I'm like, I mean, listen, I just got a jukebox recently. There's still 90s hip hop in the jukebox. I'm not going to get played in my own house.
Right.
So is there going to be a Pete Rock and CL Smooth project? Or are you guys just going out here collecting these bags at shows? What's happening?
Nah, man, we working.
I think we're
working
ready. I think we're ready to contribute something.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just give people 2.5 albums and they're celebrating you for 25 years, you really owe them something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great point.
Yeah,
you're right. You know
true.
What? Thank
it's
you.
True,
you
true.
Do owe me.
Yeah.
You're you right.
Know,
you
we're up for the task, though. You know? And we haven't skipped a step since 1991. So.
Well, what do you think is the one between Mech and the Soul Brother and Main Ingredient? Because this is a good argument. You could really argue. In my opinion, you could argue either one. You might say, no way. It's got to be Mech and the Soul Brother. But I don't know.
People fight with this all the time. I get this all the time.
It's the same as Low People, and Theory and
Midnight Runners.
Right, same argument.
Right. It's like, you know, Main Ingredient, Mech and the Soul Brother. Main Ingredient, you know, you got people who are Main Ingredient fans.
I think Mech and the Soul Brother because it was... we didn't have anything but the music.
Yeah.
And I think Main Ingredient was when we're... established, you got a little bit of money, you got a little house, you got a couple of cars.
He tried to come with a little cute single. I Gotta Love was like,
right. So Mech and the Soul Brothers was really about the love of being successful and the dream of being successful with the music. So you wouldn't know with Mech and the Soul Brother, but it wouldn't be successful. It would be successful. It's just about trying and putting out music. But after Mech and the Soul Brothers' success, you know, the Main Ingredient was you know, what
have
it was supposed
to
be.
Have you ever done shows with live bands?
One time on the Jon Stewart show.
The old Jon Stewart show.
Long back in
the MTV Jon Stewart show.
You remember that one?
Yes.
You remember that?
I do. I do in like 93.
I'm trying to get Pete to make a band.
Yeah, we're putting one together. So
there has to be a sick horn section if you guys do it.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get Pete the most important section.
Again.
Yeah.
To get what?
To be James Brown again.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You want him to like lead a band? You want him
to switch it up. Do something eclectic. Do something different. Be different, change. Not just lay it all on yourself as a one-man band, but share the wealth. When you have something special, a lot of times in the beginnings, you want to keep it to yourself. But as you get older and you mature, and it makes you happy, you want to share it with everybody else. And that's the thing. Share something different that is so special.
Interesting.
Yeah, because Pete is a different sort of machine. Now, where is our Pete Rock and CL merch, though, Pete?
That's
just a simple package to the radio station.
I came empty-handed.
I'll bring it to you.
Send me mine.
Nah, you know what? We got the hats and the tees. We got you, man. We got you.
That logo is so awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Is for sale?
Yeah.
This is your product?
We have the hoodies, too. Pete Rock and CL Smooth hoodies.
Yeah, I need
that. We're coming out with the jeans, too.
Black.
Oh, and I asked first, and look
there
what
you go.
I got.
She got you a
tee. Sife, look at Sife's eyes.
Sife was like, yes. Hold up, man.
Sife's eyes are usually low, and then they got wide.
He's looking at her like,
fuck is my shirt?
He's looking bad at news, though. There's bad news, Sife, that's going to make you happy. It's a medium. There's no way.
Medium.
What size you wear?
Large.
Oh, large.
Yeah, this thing is. All right, we'll take care of it. We're going to discuss it.
Look what Sife said.
What'd he say?
Dust the house.
It won't fit me, but I'll definitely.
No, you're not going to wear this dust in the house.
No, so not rude. Wear it. Use it as a dust rag.
Guys,
it's
this
a comedic
is a
problem.
Guys, I'm not even joking. This is a gorgeous rap t shirt. Yeah. This is
Thank
good.
You.
This is
Thank
awesome.
You. Yeah.
Who came up with the logo for Pete Rock and CL? I'm on it today.
Back in the days. We forgot, man.
Maybe Nick T or one of them.
You don't know?
Wait. Nick T, you think?
This is getting up there with Public Enemy t-shirt.
Oh, man.
It really is.
Wow. It's getting up there.
This logo's... You don't remember it was...
You know what?
You could
put that... You could promote with that logo without our names on it, and people will know. If you love hip-hop, people would know.
That's very true, actually.
But we still have to reintroduce ourselves to the younger generation.
Definitely.
But you know what's interesting about it? If you see that logo, you would know what it was. But if you asked me to draw it, I could never do it.
It might be the easiest
thing. Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
I just wouldn't remember how to do it. So when you guys do a show like this, how long do you have? Hold on, I have your set. I'm going to tell you. All right, you have a short set.
Yeah, real short.
So what do you hit? What do you hit? You have 10, 15 minutes. What do you go? What does Pete Rock and CL Smooth do in that time?
Down with the King.
You got to straighten it out.
Reminisce.
You got to Troy.
And that's it.
That's it.
Hit boom, boom, boom.
Well, 10 minutes on stage, man. Got to learn how to cram it in.
Something else is in there.
I like interludes. I like to play the original record.
Yeah, we like to go in on our regular
song. But
yo, why don't we do this? Why don't we, you and I, I'm not going to get overcomplicated and make it something we'll never do. Why don't you and I put on a show at like Best Buy Theater, something not huge, right? With like them. I could even look right at our bill right now.
That'd
just pick
nice.
A few things, right? Them, M.O.P., whatever, one other act from that time, where you can each do a nice 45, 50 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, 1 hour.
Sounds... I don't think I've ever seen a full PR and CL.
Yeah, yeah,
like
we
Europe
have.
To me.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what we was doing in Europe.
London.
Every night, an hour and 15 minutes
what's
on
the
stage.
What's the craziest city for you guys in Europe?
Oh, everywhere. We've been everywhere, so.
And they loved you everywhere?
Yeah,
is
man,
Japan the most, though?
Yeah, Japan. Japan
I wouldn't
is
say,
dope.
I wouldn't say Japan is the most. I would say I'm just happy with selling out everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sellouts.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? How
like
long?
Like sellout that's after crazy. 25
well, that's
years.
That's because you crazy. Set the tone with that first EP.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not looking at people our age coming to see us. We're looking at people who weren't even born.
Right, right.
Coming to see us and knowing every word, which
exactly.
is fascinating
yeah,
to me.
I love that. I love that.
That's crazy.
You know, I just want to say this. It's very important to me. Please don't sleep on what's next on the menu.
That's my
favorite.
That's my joint.
Besides Down with the King, that's the second in line.
What's next on the menu?
Wow.
Pete, the way the drums come in
on
that.
Yes.
It's so big.
Yes.
That and
you
Biggie
know Lord
Finesse
is on that song,
and Mary's song was the best one.
Reminisce.
You know Lord Finesse ad-libbed on
Reminisce,
that.
The Mary version. So two different conversations.
Definitely.
He's trying to give us a gem real
quick. What's next on the menu, Lord Finesse? I always tell people this, that he did an ad-lib.
Where?
the part when he says, when I'm rhyming and I say you snooze, you lose. When he says you lose, that's Lord Finesse.
Why that one? That's so random.
Yeah.
He was just with you? He was just around?
He was just in the studio and just hanging out.
And why? And you guys got really gully on Death Becomes You.
Yes.
Yeah, you were in a zone that day.
Yeah, we were with the YGs.
Yeah, we were
with the Young Guns or Third Street.
Yep. So they gave you a certain vibe.
They gave us a certain vibe.
Street vibe.
I'll tell you one thing. The YGs vibe is
Clips.
I almost committed a crime in middle school because of the YGs.
Hollow points.
I had the YGs. By the way, you know what I did? I found, Pete, I've asked you about this
the
many
album?
Times. Not that. I have the EP. I have the vinyl.
Okay.
I found the second one.
Groove On.
I found it on Discogs,
but
it's like $150
for
the
record. Oh, wow. Yeah, man. They're a little crazy with their prices on certain things.
But that always confused me because Spunk Bigga produced it, right?
Yeah,
and you just did the ad-libs.
Yeah. I just did the ad-libs. But see, when they associate me on a song, they always automatically think I did the beat. I didn't do the beat.
You just felt like ad-libbing that day.
Spunk Bigga has a $150 record? Does he know that?
I don't know.
By the way,
you better mention it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you could find it.
Yeah,
it'll be very, very tough.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, it's been a pleasure and honor to get to meet you. I want to do this.
Thank you, Rose Sinberg.
We love you guys.
A lot of questions.
Thank you, Cypher Sounds.
I know.
Thank you.
My man's.
CL, thank you for everything.
Always.
Appreciate it.
Always.
Yep.
And we'll do.
You taught me how to DJ.
I wish I could say he taught you how to produce, but I've heard your production and he didn't teach you shit.
Oh, no. He did tell me. He did a little Wayne song with a
He
beat.
Did. That song's tight.
The beat.
It ain't P-Rock.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
What do you mean? You're taking a commercial?
No, I want to take a picture.
Oh.
Hey, in this amazing, short but amazing episode of the Juan Epstein Podcast, brought to you by our friends at GetBevel.com. Hold on. Listen. If you want to get an amazing shaving system, specifically for men with coarse and curly hair or sensitive skin, which I have, it's dermatologist recommended. It'll reduce razor bumps. Man, it is a game changer. Shaving irritation, gone. Okay? There's a reason 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month. All right? Trust me, this is how you want to shave. Start shaving smarter at GetBevel. And here's how you do it. You go to GetBevel.com/Juan, like Juan Epstein. GetBevel.com/JUAN, okay? Get your Bevel today. It will change your life. GetBevel.com/Juan.
And we're back.
Even though to you guys, it was just 1 second.
Wow, that was a good start. How do you feel about that?
Loved it.
Did you actually have anything for CL Smooth, or were you trying to come up with something to say?
No, I got lots of questions. So when
you were saying I got a problem with you.
No, I was joking.
And I was like, Saif, please end this joke. I feel like I went to CL Smooth
killing. I was joking.
CL Smooth, there was a time when people were talking about CL Smooth was also, I'm not saying he's super cat, but not the one to play with necessarily.
No.
You wouldn't joke. Not even necessarily.
Well, I mean, I want to get the real story because there's definitely bigger breakup stories that I've heard.
What do you mean, as opposed to what?
They were making it sound like it's always been all love, but I know there was some issues.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed there really are a lot of women here?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Are you surprised by it?
Yes and no, because what I've noticed about, especially big concerts like this at big venues.
Not the small room, the big room.
Yeah, the big room. There's always like people who just have access, and they bring people, no matter what kind of show it is. Just something
and
to do.
And we're backstage.
And it's
so
Saturday.
The people we're seeing are people who are getting access to backstage.
Right.
So they're people who are with someone who's connected in some way. So if you're a rich person who has a connect,
right.
And you know a bunch of young
or
chicks.
A sponsor or.
And you're like, yo, there's this show. And they tell him who's on the bill.
Because that.
There's some hot 30-something chicks walking around here.
Earlier, when they were talking about how many passes there were out, when he said 150-something.
Yeah.
That's just for artists. There's definitely like.
More.
That's the promoter and the artist. There's definitely like. Barclays passes. You know what I'm saying? Like, people who just come to shit. And some of these, I'm not going to say bitches because that's wrong.
You know, I have to tell you.
Hot.
I got to tell you, I was thinking, when the Donald Trump tape came out.
Donald Trump tape.
Yes. I know you're not very into the
Billy
election,
Bush.
But you've heard of the Billy Bush tape. Okay, good.
Billy Bush caught a bullet in this whole situation.
He sure
right?
did. We'll get to that. I thought about the things that we've said on our podcast.
Oh, man. That's fine.
Now, listen, it's entertainment.
I'm not running for
president. I'm not. And we were joking, right? In the problem with his tape is it sounds like there's some air of seriousness to what he's saying.
Yeah.
But the fact that we said, the fact that I've anytime you bring up a woman,
mm-hmm.
85 to 90% of the time, I go, did you fuck her?
No.
That How may about, not be good.
No. I'm going to tell you the worst part.
Okay.
There was a time where Rosenberg and I think Rico had a group called like
No. Yeah, that's bad. You can say
sex
it.
Sex crimes or what?
Sex crime mob.
Yes, sex crime mob. And we went, what up, son? And they would record these sex crime songs.
Yep, this is
and
a fact.
I would take no part in it because the guy who was recording
our friend T Storm.
I was like, one day he's going to get mad at Rosenberg for saying the N-word or doing something.
I've never said the N-word. Why would
I
you
know,
say that?
But just he might think you did.
Okay, that has
put
happened.
Out that, he has that sex crime mob tape somewhere.
More, by the way, update, more hot bitches walk by.
Right, like, what are we saying when hot bitches walk by?
We got to have something because it's out of control.
Woo!
Spook-a-doo! Spook-a-doo! I don't know. That's kind of obvious. I feel it's too obvious. Actually, T-Storm wrote me today out of the blue. Sent me a really nice message.
Random.
He was like, I had a horrible dream about you last night.
Horrible?
Horrible. Horrible. Like something awful happened to you in the dream.
Yeah, the dream was he released the tape, the sex mob tape.
Oh, no. I should have said that. No, I don't want to remind him.
No, don't even remind
him. Don't even remind him. Ooh, that's a tight shirt. You see that shirt?
No, what is it?
The Violator shirt.
Oh. Yeah, there's some shit we've said that if we ever ran for office.
It would be finished. Yeah, but the thing is, the thing I worry about is, you know.
Scooter-doo!
No. Don't, Sife, don't overdo it.
Right,
don't
sorry,
overdo
sorry.
It. You got to be
she's
mine.
She's cute, though.
I didn't get a good look.
Hot. That's disrespectful.
But the thing, now I feel bad even doing that.
Okay,
like, I don't know where the line. I don't know where the line is.
Okay, first of all men who say to women that locker room talk, that they don't do that shit, is a fucking liar.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Okay? Some people don't do it with people they don't know really well. Like, necessarily, they wouldn't do it with Billy Bush. Like, that level of relationship was loose. Like, they weren't close. I don't locker room talk with colleagues I don't know.
Okay,
that
but
way. Although you're right, it happens at work though.
Everyone talks that way, and the nicest guy in the world has said some horrific shit. I say horrific shit.
Now listen, it's not that you're saying no. I legitimately grab women by the pussy.
No, it's just we talk shit.
But there is bad stuff that gets said.
Yes, and so I don't even go to locker rooms, but I know what they meant.
Exactly. Now I don't believe that what he said constituted something someone would normally say. I think you'd be like, oh, that's aggressive. But people do say crazy shit.
All the time.
And I'll tell you the truth. Here's a little dirty little secret. Women say a lot of crazy shit, too. I'm not saying it's the same thing.
This fucking bullshit of like, how could he say that? Like, here's what it is. That's fucked up that you said that. That's it. That's all it is.
Well, by the way, it's much more fucked up because we have absolute proof, pretty much, that you do things like that. If there's not a woman in the world who'd ever accused him seriously of a sexual crime, I think it would have went away way easier. But the second he denied it and 10 people came out and were like, yo, he did it. Guys, no food luck?
No food, no snacks,
just drinks. Oh,
no
it's really
food.
Sad to
I
hear.
No, you. No, I don't think you went to the right
extra
place. Where'd you go?
The cafeteria.
So there was food.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
You said there was no food.
Oh, they ran out of food.
Okay. Guys, you guys both work on a radio station and you're not talking into mics. Okay, weird.
That's a good point. You're saying they should have just responded on microphones.
Huh?
It's a good point. You should have talked to the mic, both of you. It's too late now, Mike. No one cares about
you. You guys want us to go upstairs and get you food?
No,
I don't really care about food. I hope she comes back with booze at some point.
She
is Corinne, and you're not talking to a microphone
booze
still.
Booze as in B-O-O-Z-E?
Yeah, booze.
Oh, I thought you meant like booze, like a couple of booze. You know what I'm saying?
She almost spit out her coat. Deani almost spit out her coat because of that.
Colombian chick.
A photographer? She went away. Scoot-a-doo! Scoot-scoot-scoot! Scoot-a-doo!
Scoot-a-doo! Scoot-a-doo-doo-doo! Like, who are those?
There are a lot of... Hold on, grab a microphone if you want to say something.
Who's the young lady with the baby hair over here? She was helping you guys.
Oh, that's her. Corinne. That's Corinne. She's the woman who is at some point going to find us delicious beverages. But real quick,
doesn't look like it right now.
No, she's doing a lot of stuff.
Oh,
but
she's
busy. She did bring us a bottle, but I didn't want it. It was Hennessy. I can't drink Hennessy. I'm sorry, Scotty Beam.
You're so black.
I know. I'm so black, but I can't. All right. Here's a big mob of people. By the way, the sound we're making, guys, the scootaloo is when we see random hot women we don't understand. Because there's a lot of women here. It's like a shocking amount of women here. So you can come over. You can come over, Corinne.
Corinne, who is on stage right now?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, Corinne, what's happening? How are you?
I'm trying to still get you your bottle.
Oh, it's hot.
Pretty much it.
So whenever you can. Thank you.
Wait, I appreciate the effort level.
No problem.
100%. And any other artists? By the way, thank you for bringing us Pete Rock and Seal Smooth. That was awesome.
Okay. I'm working on getting you guys some more.
All right. Thank you, Corinne.
I love her.
Can I make another copy of that?
Yeah, you can do it. Make a copy whatever you like. You got it? You sure? Okay. That's
She's
Corinne.
On point.
She's very on point. I hope she comes with that bottle. You know what I'm saying? It's my Saturday night. Yes, I'm working, but I want to party. I just want to party. Anyways, sorry, what were we having? Oh, so the Billy Bush tape.
Yes.
Here's why I'm upset with you. Okay. I wrote you the other day, and I knew perfectly well you did not watch the debate.
Yeah.
And I just think comedically that's a huge mistake.
No.
Your whole I'm not into politics, you can't skip out on the comedy of the debate.
It'll be over. I need jokes that are going to last.
I don't think Bad Hombre is going anywhere.
Bad Hombre will be gone.
Bad Hombre won't be gone. Is Grab Him by the Pussy going to be gone?
Yes.
Are you crazy? You don't think Grab Him by the Pussy is always going to mean
it's going to, yeah, it's going to be around, but it's not going to be hot.
No, but I just mean from a sheer comedic purposes of like, I'm not saying even making the joke and using it in your life. It could inspire you later in life to just see the moment. I was in a room full of Democrats. I was hosting a DNC viewing party.
Hilarious.
The sound in the room at the DNC viewing party when he said there are some bad hombres.
Yeah.
The gasp. You could. I have to tell
Red
you.
Red Alert is walking by.
Who is?
Red Alert.
DJ Red Alert.
Yeah.
Hey, there he is. There he is. Is he going to stop by and say hello or just point to us and walk away?
He's probably going on stage because Jungle Brothers are coming soon. I think Trump is, I don't know what the word is, not genius. I think Trump is, I don't know the word, not smart, clever.
Crazy like a fox? It's crazy like a fox, right?
Look, Trump fans, that's what I call them, fans, because he's a celebrity to them.
Right, he's not a real politician.
Trump fans, like... The debates are for people who are into politics.
Traditionally.
If you're not into politics, you're not watching it.
Yes, traditionally.
I don't watch it, right? Trump knows how to say shit so that the next day on the news where the people are catching the blurbs, they, like Hombre, him saying that, his fans love that. All the shit Hillary says about he's horrible for politics and our system, his fans don't give a fuck. They think the system is broke from Barack.
Which doesn't even make sense.
They think getting a black man in, that's the final straw. The government got a black man. You know what I'm saying? So they're loving all this shit. They're loving it. Whatever she says, it doesn't matter because she's only talking to people who are into politics.
Well, and the thing is, the debates are only about a change of the debate is only a change of like here don't I don't know what's going on. You can take this. The debate is only you're only talking about a very small percentage of people that might change their minds based on the debate. A
yes.
Very, very limited number. Because how could you not have your mind made up by this point if you're an actual person who's into politics in any
and if
way?
If you're a Trump supporter.
And, well then you're not changing your mind. He's already said
Trump. I'm not talking about there are Republicans who are not Trump supporters who are just going like, I got to go Republican.
Right.
You know, I got to go Republican. I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'm going Republican. It's going to be rough, but I got to go Republican.
Yes,
and
that is
happening.
And then
there's Trump supporters. There's nothing's going to change their mind unless he had a black running mate or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
they're
right.
In.
I know. Wait, hold on. So let me take it further, what you're saying. You're saying, in fact, the things that he says that make the left go, oh, well, now he's really finished, it actually helps him with
helps
those people.
Him. It
right.
helps him.
Right,
people
right.
think, like, the SNL bit was, like, Hillary celebrating early because she won because he said, I grab pussies. His fans are like, yeah, a real man, thank you.
And then we're so dumb.
He wouldn't really do it. That's how we talk when we're chilling.
Right.
Not chilling, but you know.
They wouldn't use that word, right, because they'd be offended by it. We stupidly celebrate and go, oh, well, finally.
No, it doesn't
matter.
They'll
see the light.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
The only thing that could turn it is if his fans are being super supportive, but they're not voting because they probably normally don't vote. Like they have no idea what electoral college is. They're not registered to vote. That's how they're fucking up.
Oh, I'll say.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's where it might go bad because they're gonna show up on November 8th and someone's gonna go, you're not registered. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, if they listen to Donald Trump, they'll show up November 20th. You saw that, right?
No.
Yeah, one of these. He was like, I need you guys to go out November 28th. And I'm like, this is amazing. They might do it. After Thanksgiving, on Friday, when you wake up, we want you to go out and vote. Now, Saif, how early in the night do you consider it? In real time, it is 8:11. So the show just started 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we be concerned, you know, that we haven't seen anyone? Does it not matter?
No.
Do you think we're on schedule so far?
Yeah, everything is great.
Work me through this. I want to feel comfortable. What are your thoughts on my shirt?
I have no thoughts on your shirt.
Wow. Disrespecting Jay Dilla.
What do you mean? I have no thoughts. That's not disrespect.
You don't like, thank you. You don't like the Schroeder Dilla thing?
No. Listen to me. I didn't say I did or didn't like anything. I have no thoughts. That is the ultimate form of non-disrespect shit whatsoever.
Oh, hey, House of Pain is here. Just kidding. It's Static Select. We get Static to come by.
I think he's going to.
Static is probably very excited.
He's going to do the glass.
Static is dressed as House of Pain to celebrate. Now, Static would have you, Static Selected would have you believe that he's here. He's got, well, first of all, there's a lot to talk about with Static right now.
Have a seat, Static Selected.
Number one, Static has like a limp of some sort going. I don't know what the hell's going on. What up, Pierre?
What's up with the limp?
Oh, hold on. What the hell's going on with you? Why are you limping?
You good? You can hear me?
Yep.
You know what? I'm wearing Jordan 1s. And I never wear them. I just wear them to match the outfit, and they hurt. I have wide feet, so it's probably why. I've been at Chuck E. Cheese all day.
You've been at Chuck E. Cheese all day, big day. Are you wearing – now, you are from Boston, and like me, you are a Celtics fan. However, you are aware that you will be wearing the same outfit as Everlast tonight.
I don't know, though. I was just with him, and I don't think that's the move.
You were with him?
How many people have you seen since you've been here? Did you go straight to House of Pain's room?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so this is actually very important.
I've seen MOP, Pete Rock, Jungle Brothers, who else?
Who else
Red
is here?
Alert.
You're welcome with open arms in every room you walk into.
I mean, always. At something like this, yeah. This is like all.
This family. Is your. This is right
this
up your
family. Up. I know everybody.
Oh, I didn't even tell you.
What do you have?
Oh my!
Is this for Static or is it unrelated?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't even tell you. I went to an event Static Selector was hosting. The nerdiest.
Tell me.
What was this?
The Qbert. Fucking
oh yeah! No, but
went to the Scratch Pickles.
Yo, that was an illest.
I wanted. To, why were you there?
So why weren't you there?
I know. I fucked up. But why?
He was at home petting his dog.
Was it a Sunday? It was a what day? Was it Thursday?
That was a Monday.
Oh, I went
well,
over.
You answered your own question. I know I wasn't there. It would have to be God performing with Pac and Biggie opening.
It basically was, bro.
I mean,
on some DJ shit, it was the illest shit I ever seen.
Hold on, it was.
You'll never see it again, man. Not the way.
I didn't even put the picture up. I have it. I got to put it up.
So wait, who was on the show?
It was supposed. It was Invisible Scratch Pickles and Executioners. Rest in peace, Rock Raider. But he was his spirit was there. Trust me. But he was the only thing missing that night. And Mixmaster Mike, man, I wish he was there. Shout to Total Clips. He lives in Australia. But everybody else from those crews tore it down. And to make it even better to me, there was like I seen the two girls were supposed to battle. I saw it on the flyer. I was like, oh man, like. I don't know about
those
that.
Girls were
they tore it down. That was one of the most entertaining parts.
Well, you didn't know. Oh, you didn't know who they were.
I didn't know who they were at first.
Wait, they're friends.
It
though.
Was DJ Pearly and I don't want to mess up. I feel like a jerk.
They're friends though.
Yeah, they are. But they were like heated at each other backstage. They're like,
really?
I'm not going first. You're going first. I feel like
hold on, Saif, real quick, Why were you there?
Okay, I went with
not that you don't love
Heather
it, but
from Monster.
Okay.
Shout out to Monster.
Oh, because Monster was on it.
Static at this thing. I was like, what? He's like, Invisible Scratch Pickles. I was like, oh, God. Why?
Why did you think you didn't wouldn't
like
it?
It's going to be amazing. That's why.
But listen, I'm so out of the
nobody's
loop.
Ice grilling. No one's spilling drinks on your clothes.
He's like, where? I was like, where is he? He's like, what's that spot called?
Highline.
I said, oh, I know the manager's there. I could walk right in. It'll be no hassle. All right. So at least I won't get the hassle part.
Okay.
I walk in and it is fucking nerd fest.
Well, I mean, it's a different. That's a different kind of.
No, that's what I mean.
It's
like,
different.
It's the pocket protector of hip hop.
Shout to Killer Jewel. That was the other DJ.
Killer Jewel.
Killer Jewel. I go in there. I get mad love.
From who?
Everybody, crowd, people backstage, mad love. The two girls. Dead serious.
Why? What do you? It wasn't
no,
a country
once I was
show.
In there,
no,
once
you know
I was
what?
In there,
shows like that, you say make some noise and people make noise.
That's true.
You go to a hip hop show, it's like, yo, the other night, Big Crit came out on stage.
Oh, I heard it was. I heard it was crickets.
They were like, make noise for Big Crit.
No, crickets.
I heard it was Big Crickets. Yeah.
I almost went up on stage and took the needle off and be like, nah, hold up. I was gonna do this whole thing and I was like, I was across the.
You almost pulled a Primo. That would have been the Primo.
No, because you got to make these people like.
I know.
You got to force them to respect shit.
I know.
But once I was in there. The nerd villain me came out. I remember where I came from. Nerdville. Static's hosting. This girl gets on. White girl. Fucking. The rhythmic scratches she was doing. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Let's keep it real. Girls usually suck at scratching. Let's just keep it 100.
Wow, this is very the Donald Trump of hip hop. I'm just kidding.
The same way there's no real great girl producers. I'm not being sexist. I'm just stating, like, I would love for some girl to come out of nowhere and be the next Primo. Like, yeah, it just hasn't happened.
Right.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
And when you, shout out to Wonder Girl. And like
Wonder Girl's ill.
Coco Chanel had a couple of good beats. Like,
she did. And Coco can scratch, too.
None of them were like the list and shit.
Coco can scratch, too.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Salute. There's some guys outside yelling.
Static. Big static marks. Ignored us. You would think someone who knows Static definitely know we're all in the same gang. Wait, Static, can we assign you a job, though?
Assigned to a job?
Can I assign you a job? I played all of your records since you fucking... You want me to list all the records I played of yours? Here's what I need from you.
I got a whole bunch for you to play.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
You know I did an album with 2 Chainz, right? That's an exclusive for you.
I didn't know you did the full album. Yeah. I think you should also thank... I think you owe me for that as well. Because when I saw 2 Chainz at Summer Jam... Because I saw 2 Chainz at Summer Jam...
this is years in the making. We've been seeing each other for a long time.
All right, fine. I'm still going to take credit. No, when I saw 2 Chainz, though, I pulled him aside. I'm like, yo, the Static joint. And he was like...
That wasn't out when Summer Jam happened.
Yeah, I talked to him on stage.
I hear in the background passing me by. You hear it?
Ooh. Oh, really? Yo, which Far Side is this?
What do you mean? Oh, who's here?
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
And by the way, that is very exciting. When's this 2 Chainz album coming out?
Basically, as soon as the samples are clear.
Because that first one you guys put out, I fucking love. Smoke Break?
Yo, the single is featuring a very A-list R&B singer, and I can't wait for people to hear it.
Okay, so here's the favor that I have for you. Did you say Teddy Pendergrass?
Close.
Well, I mean, listen, Khaled just did a song with Betty Wright, so you never know what's possible. She really did.
Hold on.
She hit a note on the awards that, like, blew my mind.
Yo, my man.
Yeah, she was good.
Betty Wright is on the Nina Sky album, so fuck all of y'all. How about that?
Nina Sky.
How about that?
Are you serious? Did you get her?
Yes, how about that? Khaled's still biting my style. You see what I'm saying?
Yo, did you hit Khaled?
They don't want to bite our style.
Wait, so how are you guys now?
Fine, always been fine.
Khaled's kind of he's in labor right now. Well, not him, but his wife.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, congrats.
She's in labor right now.
That kid's going to be the most spoiled baby of all time.
Static, that's our sound for when we randomly see these packs of hot chicks at this show. We don't understand. What the fuck is that, Static?
I don't know.
Screw you!
Because we don't get it. We didn't. If all
I thought
shows.
The cops were coming.
Now, Static, can you get us House of Pain?
Yeah.
We don't know the middle.
We're all in here with Everlast. That's like, think about this. All the people in here, Mobb Deep, MLP, all these Pete Rock, all these guys that I hang out with on the regular basis, none of them reached out except Everlast.
Are you serious?
It's a sad thing, man. Shout out to all of them.
What?
Not one of them reached out to offer me tickets, man. Just Everlast.
Wait, how do you even know? How do you know? Just Boston
from
shit?
Here.
He's not from Boston. People think that because the
there's Jersey. Where's he from again? Where in New York?
I mean, no, I'm bugging. My bad. He's from L.A.
L.A.
I don't know why.
They're all from L.A.
I meant to be like, he's from L.A.
Hold on, real quick.
They're all from L.A.
And why do you know him? You guys did a record together?
Yeah, we actually just did.
Oh, so you guys just worked?
Just did.
And so are they all here?
I know at least two or three of them, like two of them. I don't know if they might all be here. I'm just telling you who I saw already.
No. I mean all House of Pain.
Yeah, I know.
How many members are last?
I know.
Danny Boy?
I mean, Lethal's definitely here.
Oh, Lethal and Everlast are here.
Yeah. I don't know if Danny Boy might be here. He's actually from New York.
Okay, can you get Everlast and...
Absolutely.
Can you get all of them to come in here, please?
Yes.
Okay, we need to have that to happen at some point.
Thank you.
Who
I
else?
Do anybody, bro. I mean...
Well, let's see.
Red and Meth are probably the hardest.
No, we'll get...
Know them the best.
Yeah, we know them well. If we see them, we're good.
We're trying to get people that we couldn't normally get.
Syph is scared of us getting super cat because he thinks I'll say something stupid and get shot.
You're doing it already.
Oh, sorry. By even saying
it. Alone,
man. Okay, sorry. Syph,
are you... Alone.
I mean, you guys got Nori, obviously.
Well, yeah, we can get Nori.
Nori might charge you to do a podcast.
Now that he's a podcast star, he might be like, you want the number one.
Yo, can I ask you a question? Would you guys feel a certain way if I do a podcast? Because I've been hesitating.
Why would we?
Because I feel like everybody's doing it now, and I don't like that. But I have a great idea for a podcast.
I'd love to hear
it. It's different than anything out there. Can I just say it that way?
Yeah,
I own it now.
Yeah, exactly, because you own it
in
the streets.
It's going to be called Backstory.
Okay.
And each podcast is going to be about one album. And we're going to bring in like at least 3 or 4 people that were part of that, like significant parts of that album.
It's fantastic.
And tell stories that they weren't allowed to tell, like in the cornball magazines and all that shit, like explicit shit. You know what I mean?
First of all, I think that's amazing. And second of all, I've had a similar idea, and I actually thought about it for though even just songs, because you think an album, a song would even be plenty for an hour.
You can talk about an album for 5 hours.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost too much. You know,
but
it's so
sometimes
much.
Songs happen. Like,
what are you doing? Like, you spend 100 hours on snacks.
That song happened in like 10 minutes.
What? That's so nice of you. Thank Static, you want a french fry?
I'm good, man. Like I said, I was at Chuck E. Cheese all day. I've had my trash.
You've had your pizza and all
we
kinds
will
of bullshit.
You will not feel some kind of way if you do a podcast.
No, not at all. Not
Please
at all.
Have us on there.
I appreciate
Thanks
you
for the cosign.
I appreciate you
saying
that.
Because, you know, I do my radio show too, but it's different because it's music and a lot more, like, more jokes and shit. I want this podcast to be. It's
if
be
you know anything,
too.
We never have a problem with anyone doing podcasts. They just all of a sudden drag our name.
Well, recently
into their
I seen
podcast.
A couple people doing it that I'm like, damn, they're thirsty for it. Like, well, I'm not trying to do it thirsty. I'm trying to do
but
it.
But knowing everything that you're thirsty, because everyone knows you're getting paid off of hip hop, and you would just be doing it for the culture. Yeah. A lot of people say for the culture. You would literally be doing it for
I
the
know,
culture.
But when I see people say that, it's usually people that are forcing it. I don't even have to say it.
You know? I know. No, that's the thing. If you're actually for the culture, you don't have to hashtag.
The
for
worst
the culture.
Is when like dudes say culture vulture, and they actually end themselves a culture
oh,
vulture.
You don't say. You like the people who invented that terminology. Yeah, there's a lot of people who say that are like literally they've stolen money. From artists. Whereas Static's disgusting. The person who's gotten shit stolen from him. All right, let's eat some french fries.
Stop.
And then we're going to work on getting... Let's work on getting Everlast. I've never talked to him for 1 second in my entire life.
Really?
Never.
So this is going to be good.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I don't think you understand how, like, super-duper New York hip-hop he is. Like, he knows everything. And he's an L.A. cat. He knows all this... Like, when I met him, he was telling me about records I forgot about that I did. Like, he knows from the underground to the... And
even
start,
now?
Don't start with sneakers because he's like a – he's next level with this shit. I went to his – he has a whole house just of art and like sneakers and shit.
How rich is Everlast?
He told me that he's good. Jump Around's going to take care of him for a couple of
Not to mention the Whitey Ford.
You know, technically Jump Around is probably the biggest hip-hop song ever.
All right, let's go through top three.
Well, that's a very good
let's
conversation
top
to
three.
Start.
Top three right now.
Right.
Jump Around.
Yeah.
What else? Is Scenario in there?
No.
Nah, not even. I mean, Scenario's amazing.
They reminisce?
No.
I'm talking about, like, success-wise.
Oh,
you're talking
about
Plus.
When
you, never
they play
fail.
Jump Around at, like.
You thought you meant Club Never Fail.
No,
you thought
like,
you meant Club
like
Never Fail.
Any venue ever.
Jump Around's like they play it at like, when people win a basketball game.
So you're
like,
talking about,
like,
you're talking about, like, how much money is generated.
Yes, biggest.
Okay,
put
different.
It this way. If you throw Jump Around on in the middle of a. EDM rave, people will go crazy.
But that's what I'm talking about. Not that doesn't generate money.
No, it still generates a lot of money.
No. But not if you throw it on at a party.
Separate argument, though. He's saying,
yeah, there's right. two different arguments.
So which
no,
one?
You can play. Don't get it twisted. You throw Jump Around in the club in New York. And,
of course,
a lot of spots.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you're not listening to anything I'm saying right now.
He's saying it's just two separate conversations. Yeah. House of Pain may be both, but we're saying it's two separate lists.
Oh
right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Annie Up is one of those records you throw on a rave, but it's still not one of the biggest.
Exactly,
ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's up there.
So let's say though, let's just say
top five. I don't think it's top three.
Nah. What Jump Annie Around?
Up? No, Jump Around is.
Annie Up's not.
Jump
Around. I don't even think it's double platinum. Like, Jump Around's like 10
yeah,
times
we
platinum.
We're still having a...
Right. Well, no, but you guys are both switching. You want to talk about party or you want to talk about money?
Party.
Okay, party only. Party.
Annie Up is up there. Top 10.
No. Not any party ever.
You're talking about any
Somebody's
party.
Wedding?
You could play Annie Up at a wedding.
Top three?
Hip-hop or
No, not top three, though.
They Reminisce is top five at a hip-hop party.
Yes. Hip-hop is different.
But what I'm talking about is... Grunt.
Jump
Overall.
Around is
why do, you why do you have to take the French fry right before you talk? That's
because
the thing.
I feel.
But you don't sense. Like, I sense a gap,
He's
so I grab a French
Nathan's
fry.
Do you know that there's mashed potatoes in here?
Yeah.
Inside of a French fry, if you squeeze it, look at that. That's mashed potatoes right there.
I don't understand. You know I get it. I know.
Skiddy-doo! 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 These people, seriously.
They're just rich people.
They probably own the Barclays.
That's what I was saying. Like, they're
bought
like.
It off. Jay never actually. What if all their last name was Barclay?
You know, Barclay Center, I was told yesterday yet again, is pronounced Barclays. The bank is pronounced Barclays, not Barclays.
Well, it's the hip-hop version.
Yeah. Barclay. All right.
Brooklyn made it Barclay.
We're going to take a break so we can eat and come right back. It's one ep.
This podcast brought to you by Zenni Optical. 3,000-plus styles of glasses starting at $6.95. That's $6.95. Get 10% off your entire order. Visit purewinning.com/glasses. That's purewinning.com/glasses.